Hello, it's Wednesday, November 7th, 2007, and I'm Eric Hufschmid. Today I find in the news that the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, feels a moral duty to protect Israel. If you listen to my audio file for October 7th, then you know I don't believe any nation has a right to exist. I believe they all have a responsibility to behave in a respectable manner. I think the moral duty of the Germans is to find some courage and provide the truth about the world wars and the Holocaust. Some people, mostly Jews I suppose, are becoming concerned about my questioning of Israel's right to exist and my investigation of the Holocaust. In fact, it's possible that a French television company will try to make me look like an anti-Semitic Holocaust denier. The reason I say this is because a company in France that produces documentaries for French television is making a documentary about 9/11 for France. They hope to have it finished by February of 2008. One of the producers and his cameraman is traveling through America right now to interview some of us. A couple days ago they interviewed me. However, I have to wonder how serious this documentary will be, because when I started to talk about Building 7, the producer said he didn't want to get into Building 7 because that would complicate the issue. How does Building 7 complicate the issue of the 9/11 attack? He was more interested in why I was blaming Israel for 9/11 and why I deny the Holocaust. And the final question to me was something like, "Why do you hate Jews and Israel so much?" I can understand why Jews worry about me. All you have to do is look at my website and notice my remarks about drowning the Zionist rats and getting rid of Israel. However, as strange as it may seem, there are different ways of looking at my attitude. You can look at me as an angry person who hates Jews, or you can look at me as a pleasant, helpful person. Life is however you want to look at it. It might be easier for you to understand my attitude if you realize how it could apply to the Irish or the Sicilians instead of the Jews. Ireland, Sicily, Cyprus, and some other islands could be independent nations. The Sicilians are a good example because they have a different language than the Italians. Why are the Italians ruling over a group of people who have a different language and a completely separate land area? For all we know, one of the reasons Sicily has so many problems with crime is because the Italians don't pay much attention to them. It might be better for the Sicilians if they were independent and if they were managing their own lives. So imagine that a group of Sicilians set up an organization to make Sicily an independent nation. Would you support such a plan? Or do you think Sicily should be under the control of Italy? I think a lot of people would support independence for Sicily. However, what if the people who were organizing Sicily's independence were members of the Gambino crime family? And what if their true purpose for bringing independence to Sicily is to allow the gang to get control of the nation so that they have access to tax money, the police, and the military, thereby allowing them to conduct whatever illegal operations they please without any concern about being arrested? And what if they also wanted control over the media and the school system so that they could manipulate the children and prepare them for life in the crime network? And what would you think if thousands of Sicilian gang members were moving to America and Europe so that they could purchase our media companies, bribe our government officials, and get into our military, thereby giving the Sicilian gang some control over our nations? And what would you think if they were providing us with propaganda on our television that Italy is developing weapons of mass destruction and that we must bomb Italy? And what would you think if Joe Lieberman was Sicilian and he was pushing America into bombing Italy? And what would you think if Michael Chertoff was Sicilian? And what would you think if the September 11th attack was blamed on Italy? And if Larry Silverstein was Sicilian? And five dancing Sicilians were caught celebrating the attack? And what would you think if the Sicilian military began bombing the Greek islands for no apparent reason, similar to how the Israeli military bombed Lebanon in the summer of 2006? Would you support the Sicilian gang in their attempt to bring independence to Sicily? Or consider how this could apply to Hawaiians. How would you feel if a group of Hawaiians created an organization to provide a homeland for Hawaiians? That sounds nice, but what if the organization was actually a group of Hawaiian criminals, and their true goal was to take over as much of the world as possible? How would you feel if those Hawaiian criminals were instigating wars? And while the foolish nations are fighting with each other, the Hawaiian criminals were buying up the land and killing the intelligent, honest, and courageous people. And how would you feel if the Hawaiian criminals were secretly taking over the banking systems and manipulating our economies? And what would you think if I complained that the Hawaiian nation is a group of criminals who should be eliminated, and they responded by calling me anti-Hawaiian? And some of them cried, "Oh, why does Hufschmidt hate the Hawaiian people? Why does he oppose a homeland for Hawaiians?" I could go on and on with these analogies, but you should see the point by now. I wouldn't support any nation, business, school, or other organization that's controlled by a group of criminals. I'd complain that their organization should be destroyed and the criminals should be arrested. I don't hate Hawaiians or Sicilians, and I don't care if they have their own nation. However, a nation of criminals is a danger to the entire world. Likewise, I don't hate Jews, and I don't care if Jews have their own nation. However, the Zionist network is not a group of respectable Jews, and Israel is a threat to all of us. The Zionist Jews have already tricked America into destroying Iraq and Afghanistan, and in 2006 the Israelis bombed Lebanon, and now Joe Lieberman and thousands of other Zionist Jews are trying to convince us to bomb Iran. These people are guilty of mass murder and war. Joe Lieberman and the others are criminals who should be arrested. There's nothing anti-Semitic about saying this. If Joe Lieberman was encouraging us to bomb your house, you would be horrified. So why shouldn't we be disgusted with him for proposing a bombing of Iran? There's nothing hateful or anti-Semitic about demanding that the Zionist network be completely eliminated. The Zionists are not a group of respectable people who are improving life for the human race. They're disgusting, murderous, treacherous criminals, and they need to be dealt with before they cause more wars, chaos, and suffering. If Israel was a nation of respectable people, I wouldn't care if Israel existed. And it's possible that the Arabs would get along with them also. Jews, Arabs, and Christians were living in Palestine for centuries. The disputes between these different groups didn't become serious until the Zionists got involved. Israel is not under the control of respectable people. It's dominated by psychotic, abusive, selfish criminals, and they're using Israel as a base for their criminal operations. I mentioned in my audio file on November 3, 2007, that a lot of these so-called truth seekers are trying to convince us that only a small number of Jews are involved in Zionist crimes, and that the majority of Jews are innocent. However, I think that a very high percentage of the Zionist Jews are actively participating in their crimes. The reason I say this is because the Zionist network is attracting the Jews who are prone to criminal behavior and who believe that they're superior to us Goyim. The Protocols of Zion is like a magnet that attracts freaks. Who would read that document and think to themselves, "Wow, this sounds like a group of wonderful people. Where can I join?" You might have a better understanding of how disgusting the Zionists are if you consider how each of us chooses to spend our life in a slightly different way. During our life, we're exposed to a lot of different activities, philosophies, and religions. Most of us experiment with different things to see what we like. For example, some people visit different churches to see what different religions are. Some people experiment with alcohol and other drugs. Some people experiment with sexual activities. And some experiment with different type of sports. Our experiments help us to understand ourselves. We discover that we're disgusted by some activities and philosophies, and we're attracted to some others, and we're neutral about still others. Some people are attracted to gambling casinos. Some people are impressed by Scientology. And some people admire a criminal who figures out how to defeat a security system. Some of us choose to become organized crime gang members, and some of us choose to become policemen. Some of us choose to become engineers, and some choose to become farmers. Why do we make the decisions that we do? We don't yet understand why people are attracted to different activities. It's undoubtedly a combination of genetics and our environment. But it doesn't matter why we choose different activities. The point is that each of us is choosing to spend our lives in a different manner. The reason I bring this issue up is to make you aware of how some of us have chosen to do something beneficial for society. For example, some of us get together to create activities for children, or to create parks for our city, or to help people understand the September 11th attack. Then there are the people who have chosen to exploit, manipulate, and abuse. For example, George Soros is accused of looking for ways to cheat nations, and Carlo Gambino became the leader of an organized crime gang. And consider the Rothschild family. A couple hundred years ago, Nathan Rothschild got involved in the banking system. But he didn't do it to make life better for the human race. He did so to exploit people, businesses, and nations. In 1897, some of Nathan Rothschild's descendants helped Theodore Herzl create the Zionist organization. Somebody in this group may have also written the Protocols of Zion. It's important to realize that they could have created this organization for something useful. For example, Zionism could have been dedicated to promoting sports or music, or it could have been dedicated to setting up school systems around the world. The protocols would need only a few small changes to transform it from a secretive, arrogant, diabolical, criminal organization into an open organization of respectable people who impress us with their talent. For example, the protocols could have told the Zionists that their goal is to create an international organization of intelligent, educated people whose purpose is to provide guidance to the planet, and that this organization is not allowed to operate in secrecy. The protocols could have told the Zionists that the majority of voters are hopelessly incompetent, and until a better method of selecting government leaders is devised, the Zionists should expose the incompetent and dishonest candidates and promote only the candidates who show true leadership potential. The protocols could have told the Zionists that they should help governments plan cities in a more sensible manner. The protocols could have specified that homes never be placed near noisy or dirty roads, trains, or factories. The protocols could have specified that cities be designed with beautiful architecture, parks, and walkways. The protocols could have told the Zionists to help other Zionists get control of the media so that they can force the newspapers and books to become more serious and informative. The protocols could have told the Zionists to help one another get control of businesses and drive out the businessmen who deceive consumers, cheat the government, and fight one another like animals. The protocols could have taught the Zionists that the goal of a business is to improve life for the human race, rather than merely make profits for executives or stockholders. The protocols could have told the Zionists to get control of the school systems so that they can improve the curriculum, reduce the expense of education, and reduce the number of years that children have to spend in school to learn a useful skill. The protocols could have told the Zionists to help block attempts to start wars and suppress the funding of military weapons. I could go on and on with what the protocols could have been. The point I'm trying to make is that the Rothschilds, Theodore Herzl, and the other people who created the Zionist network could have chosen a path that would have brought improvements to the world. If Zionism had been an organization of intelligent, educated people who were dedicated to improving life for the human race, they wouldn't have to operate in secrecy. They wouldn't have to depend upon war, terrorist attacks, blackmail, bribery, threats, and murder to accomplish their goals. They would have been able to attract people to their organization simply by impressing us with their achievements. They would have been admired and respected. The question I'd like you to think about is, why didn't the Rothschilds and the Zionists choose to help the human race? I say the answer is because the people who created the Zionist network had an attitude similar to that of the Rothschild family. None of them had any desire to help the human race. They regarded the rest of us as animals with speech capabilities. In addition, they had crazy religious fantasies of recreating Israel. As I've described many times, the proof that the Zionists are crummy people is their own behavior. Look at the Bronfmans, the Oppenheimers, the Rothschilds, and Israel, and you can see amazingly selfish, savage behavior. They can't even work with one another. For example, Edgar Bronfman Jr. is being sued for $100 million by Dick Snyder, the wealthy executive of Simon & Schuster Publishing Company, who feels that Bronfman cheated him. These are extremely wealthy Jews who are fighting with each other over money. Is this your idea of a superior race? Are these the chosen people? Any Jew or Christian who follows these people is a fool. The people who created and are attracted to the Zionist network are extremely selfish, arrogant, and dishonest. They don't fantasize about how to make life better for the human race. They fantasize about becoming kings and queens and using the rest of us as their slaves. They're even abusive with one another. Their behavior is very similar to all other organized crime gangs. Don't dismiss this as being merely a coincidence. We have to judge people by what they actually do and how they actually behave, not by what they claim to be. The Zionists are abusing everybody, even Jews and other Zionists. They have caused a tremendous amount of suffering and an incredible waste of resources and engineering talent because of their wars, terrorist attacks, and other crimes. If the Zionists were truly wonderful people, they would be doing something useful for the world, and we would be impressed with them and proud of them. But the Zionists haven't done anything to impress us. Israel is not even impressive from the point of view of a Jew. The Israeli cities are just as crummy as other cities, and their economy is just as chaotic and riddled with corruption and crime. A Jew who moves to Israel doesn't gain anything. There isn't anything superior about Israel, and the reason is because there's nothing superior about the Zionists. The Zionist network is not a group of superior people. It's just a group of selfish, abusive, psychotic freaks who are trying to take over us. People worry that I don't support Israel, but why should I support Israel? I'd like to know why a Jew would support Israel. What is it about Israel that's worth supporting? Why would any Jew want to leave their current home and move to Israel? If Israel was truly a better nation, then other nations would be able to learn from it, and even the Arabs would be impressed by it. But who's impressed by Israel? And who's impressed with any of the Zionists? The Zionist network is just like the Italian crime gangs or the Japanese crime gangs. The Gambino family had no interest in helping Italy or Sicily or America. The Japanese gangs are not trying to help Japan. The gangs were not created to help the human race. They were created to help one man become extremely wealthy and feel important. The leaders of the gangs are not even concerned about whether the people at the lower levels of their own hierarchy are having a pleasant life. The Zionists are trying to make themselves appear as victims of people like me, and they will describe me as hateful and cruel. However, if somebody were to treat them in the same manner that they treat us, they would be just as disgusted, angry, and appalled as the rest of us are. There is nothing wrong with being disgusted by Joe Lieberman, Mike Wallace of CBS News, or the comedian Bill Maher. These people behave just like other criminals, and we should be treating them just like other criminals. Don't let them intimidate you. They are disgusting people. The Rothschilds and other people who got together to form the Zionist network could have chosen to do something useful, but it wasn't their personality. The original members of that Zionist crime network are now dead, so today we have a different group of people in control of it. These current leaders could choose to stop the atrocious behavior and switch to something more beneficial, but they're not interested either. Instead, they're continuing on the same path of treachery, lies, and war. The people in control of the Zionist network are not interested in helping any of us. It's not their personality. They don't fantasize about how to make the world a better place. Instead, they fantasize about tricking the Americans into bombing Iran and getting a war going between Taiwan and China and pumping out Holocaust propaganda. And they show no intention of changing their disgusting, atrocious behavior. None of the Italian gangs ever stopped behaving like criminals. None of the Japanese gangs did either. There were a few members within a gang who decided to quit, but none of the gangs ever made a switch from behaving like criminals to doing something useful. Why should we expect the Zionist gang to stop behaving like criminals? The Zionist network is not attracting people who want to do something useful for the world. The Zionist network is a secretive, diabolical organization that attracts freaks with a personality similar to that of other organized crime gangs. I've always been impressed by people who create nice things, not by people who figure out how to defeat a security system or people who burglarize houses. Why should I be impressed by Israel or the Zionist network? What have they done for the human race that we should be proud of? They haven't even made Israel a nice place for Jews. The Zionists ruined the 20th century. A phenomenal amount of engineering and scientific talent was wasted on the development of weapons, and a phenomenal amount of resources was wasted on the production of weapons and the destruction caused by the world wars. The Zionists are trying their best to suppress me and my opinions, and they would be succeeding if it were not for the Internet. This makes me wonder, how many other people have they suppressed in the decades before the Internet? What would the world be like today if our ancestors had gotten rid of the Rothschilds and the Zionist network a long time ago? What would the world be like today if people hadn't wasted so much time and resources on weapons and war? It's interesting to consider that life today would even be better for Jews if it hadn't been for the Zionist network, the Rothschilds, and these other abusive, disgusting people. Furthermore, if Arthur Koestler is correct, the original homeland of these white-skinned Jews is Khazaria, not Palestine, in which case the Jews who are following the Zionists to the deserts of the Middle East are following a group of religious imbeciles who don't even understand their own history. And even if Palestine was their homeland, these disgusting people should not be allowed to have their own nation. There is nothing wrong with opposing Zionism, and there's nothing wrong with saying that we must get rid of this entire network. If a group of Hawaiian criminals were trying to create their own nation and take over the world, or if a group of Irish criminals were trying to get control of Ireland, you would complain about them. So why not complain about a group of Jewish criminals? We have enough evidence that the Zionist movement is behind 9/11, the attack on the USS Liberty, the world wars, the Holocaust lies, the Apollo moon landing, the communist slaughters, and lots of other crimes. It's time to start discussing how do we get rid of this Zionist network and what should we do with Israel. A lot of the so-called truth seekers are trying to convince us that only a small number of Jews are involved with Zionist crimes. But there's something interesting to consider. Go back to my analogy of a group of Hawaiian criminals who are secretly trying to take over the world. What would happen as honest Hawaiians discovered that a group of criminals is trying to get control of them? Don't you think that some of the honest Hawaiians would complain that they don't want criminals in control? Now look at the Israelis and the Zionists. It's been 6 years since 9/11 and decades since the attack on the USS Liberty, the Holocaust, and the World Wars. Where are the Zionists who are shocked to discover that criminals are in control of their network? Where are the Jews asking us to help them get rid of those criminals? If only a small minority of Jews were involved in Zionist crimes, then that means the majority are not involved. So I would expect that a large majority of honest Jews would be upset that they're being taken over by a group of criminals. And I would also expect at least a few Jews to have concern about the suffering of us Goyim. So where are the Jews who care about the suffering that occurred in Europe, Japan, and China as a result of the world wars? Where are the Jews who care about the suffering in East Europe and Russia because of the Zionists? Where are the Jews who care about the Armenians? Where are the Jews who care about the suffering from the 9/11 attack or the wars in the Middle East? Most people around the world are ignoring all of these crimes, so it's not surprising that most Jews are also silent. However, there's a small percentage of every race, religion, nationality, and educational level complaining, so I would expect a small percentage of Jews to complain also. But where are those Jews? I don't see any Jews helping us. I see Jews trying to suppress school teachers from teaching the truth, and I see Jews trying to stop people from promoting me, my website, my book, and my video. I see Jews in the media lying to us all the time and pushing for a war with Iran. So where are the honest Jews? The so-called 9/11 movement is full of Jews, but they're liars also, and every one of them tries to ignore me and Christopher Bolin, or they insult us. Some of you might respond that there's lots of Jews who oppose Zionist crimes. You might tell me about Michael Hoffman II, Henry Mackow, Viktor Ostrovsky, and even Benjamin Friedman. Sure, those Jews provide us with some useful information, but it's all very limited. As I've mentioned in some of my other documents, those Jews are not really interested in exposing or stopping Zionism. They are especially protective of the Holocaust and the Apollo moon landing. Some of those Jews, especially Benjamin Friedman and Viktor Ostrovsky, are very useful for helping people to understand how diabolical the Zionists are, because if we were to make the same accusations that they make, we would be condemned as anti-Semites. So it's best to let other people listen to Jews make the accusations, and then people will be more receptive to what we say. But Viktor Ostrovsky isn't really interested in exposing Zionism or stopping the network. Even Benjamin Friedman was silent about the Holocaust lies. Many of these truth-seekers are trying to convince us that only a small number of Jews are actively participating in Zionist crimes, and that the vast majority of Jews are honest, innocent people. But if that were true, I would expect to see at least a few Zionists helping us to expose and stop Zionism. Where are those honest Zionists? A more likely possibility is that the Zionist network is attracting the arrogant, selfish, and disgusting Jews, and that the Zionist movement is really just a gigantic criminal network. The Zionist network is so much larger than any Italian or Japanese crime gang that some people have a difficult time believing that it could truly be just a crime gang. I think the Zionist network is large because it evolved from crime families that were in existence 1,000 years ago. I suspect that those crime families were responsible for the Crusades of the Middle Ages, the infiltration of the Knights Templar, and they probably helped get the Rothschild family established in banking. Take a look at the Italian gangs. A man would start a gang, and his children would get involved, and his children would end up taking over. It was like a monarchy. If the family was large, and if they were successful at keeping the police under control, their crime network could exist for many generations. 1,000 years ago, some criminal Jewish families may have decided to work together in order to get more control of the land and the people, and to create Israel for themselves. They may have been fascinated with the idea of having their own nation. When they got involved with banking, they discovered that they can manipulate nations and make a lot of profit in the process. These criminal families may have been involved in the creation of Zionism in 1897. Christopher Bolin noticed that shortly after 1897, a lot of Jews began emigrating from Western Russia to America and other nations. The immigration records make it appear as if they're just ordinary Jews looking for a better life. But once you understand what the Zionist movement is, then you have to wonder if these were ordinary immigrants. They would have been the criminal Jewish families who were spreading out around the world to establish bases of operations in other nations. It was like a female tick laying eggs and then sending the baby parasites around the world. To summarize my talk for today, the Zionist movement is a disgusting, dangerous, and diabolical criminal organization that must be eliminated. We should assume that all Jews involved with it are guilty until proven innocent. We should not let Daryl Smith, Henry McCow, or Michael Hoffman II tell us how many Jews are involved, and we should not let them tell us what to do with Israel. We are fools to let criminals tell us what to do with their crime network. We are the victims, and we should make the decisions. Don't let criminals intimidate you. Stand up to the people who make those idiotic remarks such as, "Why do you hate Israel? Why do you hate Jews?" Just respond that you don't hate any group of people, that you're disgusted with the criminals who are responsible for the 9/11 attack and the world wars. You could even ask them, "Why are you protecting the criminals behind 9/11? Why do you promote lies about the Holocaust and the Apollo moon landing? Why do you hate Goyim?" My advice to you is, start encouraging discussions about such issues as, do the Germans have a moral obligation to protect Israel? Does Israel have a right to exist? How should we get rid of the Zionist crime network? Zionism is like a cancer on this world, a fungus, a horde of ticks that are sucking our blood. We've got to get rid of them, and there's nothing wrong with saying that. So don't let them intimidate you. We should get rid of all organized crime gangs. Well, that's my talk for today. Until the next time, bye.